This evening we'll continue with the book of Joshua.
那我们上一次是特别提到了约书亚在好像一个迷茫的那个光景的里头，神向他说话，叫他苏醒。
As we have made mention last time, Joshua was at a point of confusion when God began to speak to him and when God began to reveal himself to him.
那当神跟他说话的时候，是非常明确的突出了两件事情。
When God spoke to Joshua very clearly, he spoke to him regarding two aspects.
那第一就是神知道一切事情的发生。
The first is that God was well aware of each and every event that had occurred.
也就是说出神是在管理着一切的事情。
And also, in doing so, to tell him that God was in taking care of each and everything.
第二件事情就是，虽然眼见的人事物有改变。
And secondly,The second aspect is that even though it seems that there is a change there in the situation,
但是神的同在没有改变。
But God's presence did not alter God's presence there.
那神的同在若是不改变，
And since God's presence was not altered,
那就没有什么难处可以叫跟随神的人举步不前呢。
There would be nothing that would hinder the people of God from following onward.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
如果您今天开始追上去的时候，还要加上一点。
And this evening, as we continue on, we will add one more aspect to.
那就是不仅是神的自己不改变。
Not only did God's will not change,
神的同在不改变,
and that God's presence did not change,
还明确的乃是神的同在也,神的旨意也不改变。
But even more clearly is that God's will did not change.
那也可以这样说,神的应许没有改变。
And that, and you can also say that God's promise did not change.
那就是我们注意神对约书亚所说的话。
Brothers and sisters, take notice of the words that God spoke to Joshua.
我从前应许摩西的，我现在都赐给你们。
It says, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们。
I will give you every place that you set your foot on, just as I have promised Moses.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们注意这一句话。
Brothers and sisters, take notice of this one.Phrase.
神把这个地赐给以色列人，不是摩西开始去接受的。
The place that God is about to give to the Israelites was not the place that Moses it did not begin with Moses.
那这个应许乃是起头在亚伯兰的。
But rather that promise that God had given began with Abraham.
那从亚伯兰到摩西。
So from the time of Abraham to Moses.
就是我们出乐的古迹以上，起码有700多年到800年，到现在。
We can estimate the time, and there was a period of approximately 700 to 800 years in between.
那就是说，当神向约书亚说话的时候，那么神这一个应许给了以色列人。已经有快800年的时光。
It means then that at the time when God began to speak to the Israelites through Joshua, that God's promise had already been given to them, had already been made to the Israelites for approximately 800 years.
800年对人来说是蛮长的一段时候了。
From man's perspective, 800 years is relatively a long period.
当然对神就不算是什么了。
But of course, to God, it may not be anything at all.
但就算在人感觉是很长的一段时间，
And yet even if it is a relatively long period of time to man,
那么我们看到神仍然给他们看到他的应许没有改变。
We can see that God wants for them to realize that God's will does not change over that time.
那如果我们 更往前去追查。
And then if we continue onward and inspect it a little bit further,
当神给亚伯兰这样的一个应许的时候，
When God gave this promise to Abram,
是神临时起意的呢，还是神预先有他的定义呢？
Did God just make that promise to him at the spur, on the spur of the moment?Or did God already predestined it or had already declared it to be so from long before?
我们都知道
we all know
这一切事情
in everything
都是神在创世以前就已经做了定规。
God has already predestined it from the beginning of creation.
那对人来说八百年是很长的。
For man,800 years may seem like a long period of time.
如果我们把这个时间推到创世以前，
But if we extend it all the way to the beginning of creation,
哦，对了，我们就不知道那个时间究竟有多长了。
Then we would not be able to know exactly how long that period of time really is.
我们能计算也好，我们不能计算也好。
Whether or not we're able to calculate it, or whether we can calculate it or we cannot.
这都说明了一个事实。
Still, it just makes clear one matter.
神的计划也没有改变。
That is that God's will never changes.
我们整本圣经来看。
Throughout the entire Bible,
从创世以前，
from the beginning of creation,
一直到新天新地，
until the time of the new heaven and new earth,
神的旨意就是按照神的定规，一步一步的执行。
God's eternal will.Appears step by step in accordance to his arrangement.
我们看见在神的旨意的里头，神动也没有动。
We see that God
一点没有更动。
We see that God has never wavered from his arrangement one bit.
我们可以看见神做工的方法有改变。
We see though that God's way of doing things may have changed.
但是神的那一个旨意从来没有改变。
But God's will has never changed.
并且我们更看准一件事情。
And then if we are to be more clear,
神做工的方法改变不是每一件事情神都改变他的做法。
In terms of God's methods changing is not that each and everyMethod that he utilizes changes.
乃是因为神的计划的阶段的原因来造成 stage.
But because the stages of his works, the changes because there are stages to his works.
那是因为我们看到神圣约书亚说出的话语的第三个很重要的一件事。
So we see that the third aspect that is very important, as is revealed in God's words to Joshua,
那就是神的计划没有改变。
Is that God's will never changes.
那从这一点，我们就看见一件事情了。
And from this point, then we are able to see
这个事情很重要。
That this is a rather important matter.
重要在什么地方呢？
Where does importance lie?
乃是神的计划一旦发表了，
that is that God's will must be accomplished.
Yeah.
Oh, must be manifested.
Once God's promise manifested.
Once God's promise is manifested,
那他一定负责来把它做成功。
Then he will bear the responsibility to complete it.
那这一点我们从很多经文上面我们常常都会提到的。
This is a principle that we constantly make mention of through various places in the Bible.
只要神向人发表了，
as long as God manifests his
will, 那他就负责去做成那个事情。
Then he will bear the responsibility.
那这就是腓立比书第一章里面保罗在圣灵里所交通出来的那句话。
This is what's recorded, in Philippians, Paul records to the church of Philippi.
他既然开动了善工，他就必成全这工。
It tells us that since he has begun this good work in you, he will see it to the end.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
是这样的一位神来领以色列人出埃及进迦南。
This is the type of God that is leading the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan.
那所以我们又回到最起初的那个点，就是说摩西继续和他们进迦南，或者不与他们进迦南，这一点都不影响神所要做的事。
So let's go back to one of the first points, and that is that whether Moses is leading them into Canaan or Moses is not there to lead them into Canaan, that doesn't change God's will.
人的在与不在，不影响神的计划。
The presence or the absence of man does not alter God's will.
同时我们又看到人的成功或者失败也不影响神的工作。
At the same time, we realize that whether man is victorious or whether man is defeated, that does not alter God's will.
再进一步。
And then we go proceed further.
人本身的所有是丰富或者是贫乏也不影响神所要做的工作。
What man possesses, whether it be a lot or whether it be in lack, that does not change God's work neither.
那当然，人本身的所有就包括很多，不管你从哪一个方面来看，都一样。
In terms of what man possesses, the scope of it is quite large, but it doesn't really matter about the scope.
学位也好，学历也好。地位也好，财富也好，人本身的聪明才智都好。
Whether it be education, whether it be the status, whether it be what you have or have not,
这都不能影响神的计划的执行。
It does not alter God's eternal will.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那我们看到这样的一件事。
When we are able to realize this,
假如说你是约书亚。
For example, if you were Joshua,
你在当时的那样的一个光景里
and you were in that situation,
你听见神这样向你说话
and you heard the words that God spoke to you,
你里面不能不苏醒
within you, you cannot help but to be aroused, be alerted,
awakened,
to be awakened.
你非要苏醒不可。
You must be awakened. You cannot help but to be awakened.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那这是约书亚所听见的第三件事。
This is the third matter that Joshua hears from the word of God.
那现在还有更重要的一件事。
Now there is an even greater important matter to come.
我们觉得，我所以那样细的和弟兄姊妹们。去消化第一章这一段的话。
As we digest chapter one in specific details.
也是因为这里面那几个原则，不尽是以色列人进迦南的原则。
Studying with brothers and sisters in great detail in terms of what we're able to digest from chapter 1 because the principles that are elicited here is not only restricted to the Israelites or not just applicable to the Israelites
enter Canaan.
To enter Canaan. There are also principles that are applicable to the church today as we walk this path ahead.
那我们能看透了当日以色列人如何在神的管理里头进迦南。
If we are able to see how under what principles are that leads the Israelites into Canaan,
我们也就看见神今天如何领他的教会进到他的那个计划的终点。
Then we will understand how God will lead His church into His eternal will today.
那所以我们要看的第四件事是这样了。
So we need to come to the fourth matter at hand.
我请弟兄姊妹们 你读中文的话，你就注意这一句话末了的一个字；你读英文的话，你就注意那个 tense。
If you read the Chinese translation, you will take note of the characters that comes at the very end. But if you read it in English, English translation, you will take note of the tense.
那第三节。
That's in verse 3.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Verse 3 says, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
那弟兄们看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, can you see?
神把迦南地赐给以色列人。
God gives Canaan to the Israelites.
在人看来，好像这个事情还没有成功。
From man's perspective, it seems that this matter was not successful at all.
因为这个时候，以色列人还在约旦河东。
Because at this point in time, the Israelites were still to the east of the Jordan River.
他们还没有进到迦南。
They have yet to cross into Canaan.
他们只是在迦南的边缘上。
They are merely at the boundary of Canaan.
还没有踏进迦南。
They have not yet entered into
Canaan. 这是在神的工作的里头。
But in God's works,
江总你看到没有？
Can you see, brothers and sisters?
迦南地以色列人虽然还没有踏进去。
Even though the Israelites have not yet entered into Canaan,
但是在神的眼中，这个地已经给了以色列了。
In God's eyes, the land has already been given to the Israelites.
那也就是说，以色列在信心里头，他们应该看见他们得了那个地了。
In other words, by faith, the Israelites should have already seen that the land belonged to them.
那这就是我让弟兄姊妹注意中文的末了的那个字的那个意思。
That's why I make mention that in the Chinese translation, you need to take notice of the last character.
那这个了这是什么意思呢？
That character meaning with a meaning of already, what does that mean?
那个了这就是说一件事情做完了就是了了。
The character tells us that a matter has already been completed.
那已经做好了，那就是做了了。
It is already done, and so therefore is already.
你吃过饭了，别人问你说吃饭了没有，你就吃了了。
If you've already eaten, and someone asks you, have you eaten yet? Then you say, I've already eaten. We praise and thank our Lord.
这里头向我们启示一个神足工的法则。
It reveals to us a way of God's work.
当神在那里发表一个事情的时候，
when God manifests a particular matter,
特别是指着他的计划里头要做的事情，
especially in regards to something that he will do according to his eternal will,
那在神向人发表的时候，
whenever God reveals it to man,
在人的经历里头那个事情可以没有发生。
In terms of the experience of man, that matter may not yet seem to be completed.
但是在神的安排的里头，那一件事情已经做过了。
But in terms of God's arrangement, that matter has already been completed.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
因为当人看见我现在要去做的那一件事，乃是谁已经做过了的。
Because for man, if he looks at it and to say, well, I will do this matter, a matter that God has already completed,
那你就可以想象得到，
then you will be able to see for yourself,
在那个人的心思里头再也没有什么黑暗，
that within that man's heart, there should be no hindrances, no clouds of doubt at all.
因为他明白一件事，
because he himself should understand,
那个事情虽然是大，
thatAlthough that matter may be very great in scope, but it is not because I am going to accomplish it, but rather because God has already accomplished it. And so as I am about to do it,
好像只是装模作样的去做。
装模作样。
It is as if it's just a pretend, it's almost as if I'm just pretending to do it.
那实际上乃是我去享用神所已经做过的。
When in fact I am merely doing what God has already accomplished.
那弟兄姊妹，这一个光啊，就约书亚领会过来的时候啊，那他实在不能不抬起头来的。
Brothers and sisters, when this light was, when Joshua was able to understand this light of revelation, then he cannot but to raise his head.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为这个事情是我们推测出来的。
Brothers and sisters, don't misunderstand that this is something that we are interpreting into this matter.
在新约里面也有这样的事。
Because this is something that we can also find in
the New Testament. 弟兄姊妹，你记得以弗所书第一章里面一些话，你就知道了。
If you know of words that are contained in the first chapter of Ephesians, then you will know.
那里不是说在基督里？
There the words tells us that in Christ,
神曾把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
That He has given us every good thing in heaven in Christ, through Christ.
你有什么？你看到那个事情就是这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is the same thing as what we see here in Joshua.
所以有弟兄就说，旧约的约书亚就如同新约的以弗所。
And that's why some brothers say that the book of Joshua in the Old Testament is actually the Ephesians of the New Testament.
因为都是去承受神所已经做好的。
Because they are similar in that it is to manifest the completion of what God desires to do.
我想弟兄姊妹在这一件事情上面，
Brothers and sisters, in terms of this aspect,
我们实在需要主的怜悯，借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们里面的窍要打通。
We truly require the spirit of wisdom and revelation from God, from the Lord, from God in order for us to understand.
因为我们人呢、啊、有一个非常非常厉害的弱点。
Because for man there is a great weakness that we all have.
一般人说人是宗教的动物。
Some people say that man is a religious creature.
那我们也承认这个。
And we confess that that is so.
因为我们实在很容易就把一些我们平常不够领会的事情就卷入宗教的那个范围里头去。
Because very easily when we encounter matters that we don't understand, then we just place it into religion and just label it as such.
那在宗教的那个观念的里头，
But from, and so in the scope of religion,
好有好报，善有善报，恶有恶报。
Good will repay. There will be good that will be repaid to good. There will be bad that will be repaid to bad.
你做得好，你就有好结果。
If you do well, then you will have good results.
你做得不好，就有坏结果。
If you do something wicked, then bad things will happen to you as a result.
彻头彻尾的宗教思想。
And so this is the primary principle in religion.
但是你说我们信主的人，我们不要做好吗？
You might turn around and say, well, for us who believe in the Lord, are we not supposed to do good works?
那我没有这个意思。
No, this is not what I'm saying.
我不是说这一方面。
I'm not speaking of it from this perspective at all.
因为在宗教的里头，善有善报，恶有恶报，那一个是主题。
But rather from the religion standpoint, the principle that good repays good, bad repays bad is a theme.
但是我们信主的人呢，这些个东西乃是副产品。
But for us who believe on the Lord, this is merely a supplemental matter.
Byproduct.
It's only a byproduct of our faith.
那丢这个是那个基本上很不一样的。
So you see that it is not the same in nature.
但是我们常常很容易落在宗教的观念的里面来看神做的事。
But as you see that oftentimes we fall into this matter of just following religion and looking at God.
神把他的那一个荣耀的旨意向我们解开的时候，我们就接受不来了。
So that when God reveals to us His eternal will, we see it as something that we cannot accept.
我们就会说哪里有那么便宜的事情？
We say, how could it be that would be the case?
正如我们传福音的时候。
For example, when we spread the gospel,
我们告诉人说啊，你只要相信主耶稣，你就可以得拯救了。
When we explain to someone that all you need to do is to believe in the Lord, and then you will have salvation,
人就不大容易能接受这一个。
Then that individual does not accept it readily.
他们都会想哪里有这样便宜的事情。
They will always say, how could it be possibly so simple?
那当然，我们都走过那个阶段了。
Now for all of us, we've already passed through that period.
但是当神更深一步向我们启示他荣耀的旨意的时候，
But still, when God reveals to us His eternal will in a deeper fashion,
那我们又在那里迷糊起来了。
Then we go back to that same confused state.
哪里会有这样便宜的事情？
How could it be that it is so simple?
神来把一切做好，我们就是支取。
That God has already completed everything and all we need to do is to receive it.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
当赐人智慧和是和启示的灵真把我们那个心窍打开了。
When the spirit of wisdom and revelation truly opens our hearts to Him,
我们就看见了神果然是这样做工。
Then we will realize that God does indeed work in this fashion.
没有一件事情不是他先做好，然后让我们去享用。
There is not one matter that He did not first complete before He reveals it for us to do.
那么当然在我们经历没有到的那一个的时候，我们一直就在那里转脑筋说怎么可能怎么可能。
But when our experience has not yet come to that point, then in our minds we constantly think to ourselves, how could it be that way? How could it be that way?
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当耶稣亚他要神要差遣他要领以色列人过河的时候，神就说了这样的话。
When God revealed to Joshua that he was to be the one to lead the Israelites to cross the Jordan River, then God told him this.
我都照做应许摩西的把这个的话赐给你们了。
That I will give to you this land as I have instructed Moses.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise and thank our Lord.
为什么你看？
弟兄姊妹，
我
们
许多弟兄姊妹更切题的来看到我们在基督里的事。
Let us draw look at it even more closely in terms of what is important to the Lord.
我们不是常常会说到哥罗西书第二章里面的一节话吗？
Do we not always utilize what is the word that's recorded in Colossians chapter 2?
神一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里。
Colossians chapter 2
yeah, verse 9.
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
那你们也在他里面得了一切的丰盛。
And that you have been given fullness in Christ.
那弟兄们看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
在新约的里头，
In the New Testament,
神是借着基督来做工。
Godworks through Christ.
神也借着他的儿子已经做成了一切了。
God has also completed all matters in, through Christ.
那么现在呢?
And now today,
神就是告诉我们说，你只要进到我儿子的里面。
God is only telling us that all you have to do, all we have to do is enter into Christ.
神在基督里头所做的一切都成了你们的。
Then all the works that have been completed through Christ will be manifested in us.
不是我们去做成神所要做的。
It's not so much that we are doing what we are to complete what God wants to complete.
而是神自己做成他自己要做的。
But rather that the Son of God,that the Son has already completed what God has, wants to complete.
然后神就把所做成的放在他儿子的里头。
And what has been completed, God has now placed in His Son.
那现在我们要取用那一些，你就到他儿子里头去，就解决了。
And if we want to take part of it, then we must enter into His Son.
那所以从神的预备那一方面来说，神已经预备好。
So in terms of what God arranges, God's arrangement is already completed.
虽然在我们的经历上，我们还要走一段的路程，我们才经历到神所做的。
Even though in terms of our own experience, there is still a ways for us to walk in order for us to experience what God has already completed.
但是在我们还没有经历到的时候，对神来说，神已经做好了。
But even if we have not yet come to a point where we are experienced it in its completion, God still has already completed it.
那这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a extremely, extremely important matter for us to understand.
如果今天神而言能看见我们所有追求的一切都是神已经做好了的。
If the children of God would only be able to see that everything that we are pursuing after are matters that God has already completed.
那我们在跟随主的路上就没有那么许多的捆绑和重担。
Then we would not experience such burdens and see such hardships in this path that we are walking in, in following the Lord.
那我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
神那么清楚地给约书亚说了这些话。
God spoke in such clear terms to Joshua.
那现在就来到一个很关键的地方。
Now we come to a turning point.
那这个很关键的地方就是刚才我一再用到的，我们怎么去经历神所做的。
Now, this critical point that we have come to is what I had referred to earlier of how we to do it.
如果没有把神的应许成了我们的经历的话，那所有的应许都是空话。
If God's promise was not given to us for us to have, then all promises are really just mere words.
但是神的话一定兑现的。
But God's words must be true.
那所以他跟耶稣亚说完了他要做的是什么 以后
So after God's words revealed to Joshua what he will do,
他就向耶稣亚指出你怎么去经历我所做。
Then he points out to Joshua how Joshua is to experience what God has already done.
那我们现在来注意第七节，先注意第七节。
First, let us take notice of verse 7.
说只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
神用了两节的经文的话来跟约书亚说
God utilized two verses to speak to Joshua.
说出什么呢?
But what was the message?
你怎么可以经历我所应许的呢?
How can you experience what I have promised?
你怎么可以经历我所已经做成了的呢?
How can you experience what I have already completed?
非常简单。
In an extremely simple way.
但是也不太简单。
And yet it is not that simple.
简单乃是说这条路只是那么一回事。
It is simple in that this is the path that must be taken.
你谨守遵行神的话就是那么简单。
You must be careful to obey God's law. It is that simple.
但是不简单乃是人的天然的复杂。
But what is not simple is the nature of man that he brings into it.
那这人的复杂，那个天然的复杂的里头，就是不肯那么简单的去遵行神的话。
Man's own natural complexities.Makes it difficult for us to just obey God's words.
因为我们在这里要注意一件事。
When we come to this point, we must take note.
神很重的两次说出那个律法。
Very precisely and very strongly, God makes mention in both verses of His law.
这律法书
This book of the law.
又说 the book, 这书
in verse 7 it says all the law and then in verse 8 it says this book of the law
你看看神一直在那里说这书这书这律法
you see that God continues to say this book this book this book of the law
那弟兄姊妹就晓得一件事情
then brothers and sisters will be able to understand
如果我们用律法来留意的话那就是一些带着权柄的话
If you look at it from the standpoint of law it is the law contains words with authority
所以是有带着权柄乃是因为那是神管理百姓的规矩
It contains authority because it it is the way that God governs his people.
那所以那个律法就是神的心意的发表。
So the law is the manifestation of God's heart desire.
所以遵行神的律法乃是遵行神的心意。
So if you observe and obey God's law, it means that you are observing God's heart desire.
那所以我们在这里就很清楚留意到一件事了。
So when we come to this point, we are very clear and understand.
那旧约律法是神的话。
In the Old Testament, the law is the word of God.
那么在新约的里头呢
？And when we come to the New Testament,
神也在新约圣经里面向我们说了许多话。
God also speaks to us many words in the New Testament.
那我们必须要认定一件事情。
But we must be sure of this.
神的话就是神的话，心意的发表。
God's word is the manifestation of God's desire.
那因此我们去跟随神的话的时候，乃是跟随神的心思。
So when we follow and observe His words, then we are following and observing God's heart desire.
所以对于神的心思，有些我们现在能明白，有些现在不能很明白。
As far as God's heart desire is concerned, there are some matters that we can understand very clearly. There are some matters, however, that we do not yet quite understand.
但是我们认定那是神说的话。
But the basic thing is that we should understand that God has spoken these words.
那就不管我们明白的程度到哪里，我们都跟随。
So it doesn't matter to what degree do we actually have an understanding of His words. What's more important is that we follow His words.
那这就是第七节里面、第八节里面所 说到的那一个问题了。
And this is the crux of the issue that is presented in verse 8.
你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
It says that, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
弟兄姊妹，注意那个一切话。
Then sisters, take notice, it says everything.
那这个一切话，我十分相信有些是约书亚不领会的。
When it says everything, I'm sure that there are some things that are written in it that, that Joshua does not have an understanding of.
那有些约书亚是会领会的。
There are some things, of course, that Joshua would know of.
那比方说，
For example,
不要拿不要把母羊的奶去煮羊羔。
For example, it says that do not boil the kid in the milk of the mother lamb.
那么如果你看字面来说，那简单嘛，那就反正我煮羊羔的时候，我就不用那个母羊的奶去煮，那就是了。
So on the surface you say, well, that's pretty easy to do, so that if I do boil the kid, then I will not utilize the milk of the mother lamb to boil the kid.
但是有人就问，
But then someone would ask,
为什么不可以？
Why can't you?
如果那是那个母羊，那个母绵羊，的奶不煮绵羊糕，那我拿山羊的母山羊的那个奶去煮那个绵羊糕，可以不可以？
So someone will ask, okay, if you say that I can't use the milk of the mother sheep to boil the kid, then what if I boil the kid in the milk of the mother goat?
如果这个可以，为什么那个不可以？
If I'm able to use this, then why can't I use that?
弟兄姊妹，你不要说当时约书亚不明白，连我们今天恐怕也不能够说，不能说我们太明白。
But if we say that Joshua did not understand at that time, we today also do not quite understand it neither.
你再说嘛。
You say it again.
不忍生孩子。
When a servant or a slave. When a woman gives birth.
那么如果生下的男孩子，他洁净的日子就短一些。
洁净的日子要短一些。
When the infant is a male, then the days of her cleansing shall be shortened.
如果是生下一个女孩子，她那个洁净的日子要差不多要加倍。
And then when when the infant is a girl, then her days of cleansing are doubled.
你说为什么？
You say, well, why is that?
那如果今天是那个妇解运动的人啊？
If women's live was around then,
他就会说这明明是性别歧视了。
They say that it's sex discrimination.
但丢这个我们承认。
But we can be assured.
约书亚当时有好些事情不领会的。
That there are things that Joshua did not have an understanding of.
有些事情我们今天也是不太领会的。
There are some things that we don't understand very much of neither today.
但神在这里跟约书亚说的那个话，没有包括他领会不领会的问题。
But in God's words that he speaks to Joshua of, it did not concern whether or not Joshua understood it or not.
你领会也好。
If Joshua understood it,
你不领会也好。
Or if Joshua did not understand
it, 你要谨守遵行这书上所说的一切话。
It did not matter, but the thing is that you must be careful to do everything written in it.
在这里就看到一件事。
When we come to this point, we can see
神在这里给约书亚的要求是什么？
what was the request that God makes to Joshua?
神要求约书亚在这里的乃是一个绝对的接受神的传令。
What God requests for Joshua to be is to be an individual who wholly submits to the authority of God.
说得更明白一点，乃是说神要求约书亚的乃是要在神面前做一个绝对顺服的人。
To put it more clearly, what God wants for Joshua to be is to be a totally obedient individual before God.
那事实上并不是我们了解，所有属灵的难处的焦点就是在这里。
Brothers and sisters, we should understand that that every spiritual difficulty begins at this point.
神造人的目的就是要得着一个绝对顺服的人。
When God makes a declaration or makes a request of man, his purpose is so that he would gain an obedient individual.
人显明神的荣耀、权柄和神的自己。
Who is able to manifest the glory of God and also manifest God himself.
那人在神面前的失落就是在这一点上没有成就神的要求。
And man's primary failing is that he fails in accomplishing this goal that God has set.
那以后我们看见神这一直在人中间所做的那个恢复的工作。
And then when we look at all the recovery work that God does in man,
那神寻找什么人呢？
What type of individual does God seek for?
不管你从哪一个人身上去看，
regardless of which individual you look upon,
那最近教会不是接连的在那里交通神所要的人吗？
More recently, hasn't the church begun a series of studies and individuals whom God has chosen?
你从亚伯兰身上看也好，
Whether you look from the life of Abraham,
从摩西身上看也好，
From the life of Moses,
从大卫身上看也好，
From the life of David,
那以后还要在以利亚身上看也好，
Later on we'll look in the life of Elijah,
尼希米身上看也好，
Whether it be from the life of Nehemiah,
新约里头的彼得、保罗、约翰都一样，
Or the New Testament's character of Peter, John and Paul,
不管你从他们身上看到神特别要在他们身上显明的是什么，
If you look at each of their lives and look at the one aspect that God desires to see in God's seeking them,
他们每一个人都在那里表明神某一方的方面需要的满足，
We see that each individual manifests the fullness of God.
但是有一个共同点，
in from different aspects, but there is one common point.
每一个人身上你都看见一个相同的事，那就是他们绝对的服神的权柄。
That upon each individual's life, you will recognize that there is one common point, and that is a total obedience to God.
那当人服神的权柄的时候，
When God, when man, when man submits to the authority of God,
那么神才得着真正的敬拜和侍奉。
It is then that God receives true worship and true service.
那这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a rather important matter.
那所以当我们看到神在这里给约书亚指出那个路的时候，
So when we realize that God is revealing to Joshua the exact path that he must take,
神就说，
God tells him,
我不是要你去做我所做的，
I am not commanding for you to do what I am doing.
我所要做的我负责去做。
What I will do, I will bear the responsibilities to complete.
你所要做的是你该做的。
You must do what you need to do?
那你该做的是什么呢？
And what is it that you must do?
你遵行神一切的话。
You must be careful to do everything written in God's word.
你遵行了神所说的一切的话。
You must do everything that God has spoken of.
神就负责叫他所应许的一切成为你的经历。
Then, in doing so, God will bear his responsibility to fulfill the promise that he has given to you.
那弟兄们，这一段话不仅从整体来说，那是对当时的以色列人的一个带领。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at these words, the original words themselves, it was a guide for the Israelites to follow.
但是同时也是今天新约里头教会所该接受的带领。
But it is also the principles of guidance that the church of the New Testament time today must follow as well.
那不仅是团体是这样。
Not only does the whole congregation, not only does this apply to the whole congregation,
个人也是如此。
But it is also applicable to the individual.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那是约书亚书，约书亚记的头第一章开头的这一大段的话。
From the very initial portion of the book of Joshua,
是非常非常重要的一些信息。
It is actually a very important part of scripture.
那约书亚跟以色列人能掌握了这样的信息而跟随。
The fact that Joshua and the Israelites were able to do this, to follow these words.
那么他们的道路神说就一定亨通。
If they were, as long as they were able to follow these words, then God tells them that their way will be prosperous and successful.
凡事顺利。
And successful.
无论你往哪里去。
No matter where you go,
耶和华你的神必与你同在。
God Jehovah shall be with you.
哦，很肯定的话。
It is such word with certainty.
神说你一定肯亨通。
It's God tells you that you will prosper.
凡事顺利。
And be successful.
你的神必与你同在。
And that the Lord your God will be with you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是太美了。
Brothers and sisters, it's such beauty.
太有恩典了。
Two is so filled with grace.
好了，那么这一段话我们是很细的看了。
Now, as we have finished this portion of scripture,
那么以后呢，我们就不会那么详细的来看了。
As we have studied this portion in detail, we will continue onward, but we will not study the words to come in that much detail.
那么我们往前看的时候，
as we continue onward.
那我们就看到一件事。
We will be able to see this one thing.
神立刻就给他们一个试验。
Immediately, God grants to them a test.
就看他们能不能真的顺服神。
To see whether or not they can truly be obedient to God.
那神给他们一个什么的试验呢？
What type of test did God present to them?
第十节，约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过着约旦河去得耶和华你们神赐你们的地。
So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到？
Brothers and sisters, did you notice?
他们那个时候吃的是什么？
At that time, what were the people, what type of food did the people have to eat?
他们要是仍旧是吃玛拿。
They were still eating manna.
玛拿是每天早晨他们去捡回来的。
Manna was what they collected each and every morning.
那我们的记得捡玛拿的经历。
Now we know about the experience of collecting manna.
六天捡的玛拿够六每天那从第一天到第六天每天捡的玛拿就每天吃完。
From day 1 to day 6, each day you gather as much as you are able to eat.
哦，对不起，到第五天是每天吃完。
Actually, it's on the day, it's on day 5, from first, the first to the fifth day.
到第六天的时候，神就给他们双倍。
And then, God gave them a double portion on day 6.
他们多拿了也变虫变水，不能吃。
And if they gathered more than they were able to eat, the surface would have turned bad. It would have been filled with worms and been watery.
虽然这里没有记载，那耶稣啊说这个话的时候是究竟是一周当中的第几天？
Even though this does not record for us exactly what day of the week that God is speaking to Joshua,
但我敢肯定，一定不在安息日的前一日、前二、前两日、前三日。
But I am assured that it is not one or two or three days before the Sabbath day.
那就着以色列人的经历来说，
According to the experiences of the Israelites,
那就很糟糕。
Now this is something that was
really bad.
It's really bad. 又不是第六天。
It's not the sixth day.
就算是第六天，我们也只不过能捡到双倍的食物。
Even if it was the sixth day, all we can gather in the morning would be the double portion.
那现在要准备三天里头的食物。
But now we are supposed to gather for 3 days worth of supplies.
我们上哪里去预备？
Where are we going to prepare for it?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
圣灵没有详细记录这几天的那个经历。
The Holy Spirit does not record for us the experiences that they had to go through during these
但是我们就是肯定他们除了玛拿就没有别的好吃。
But we are assured that aside from manna, there is nothing else for them to eat.
我们这次从迦南地回来，我们就更清楚这个光景。
For us who had an opportunity to travel to the land of Canaan,
那在那个称为诺亚平原呢，就是他们等着过河的那一带那个地方都是不能生产的地方。
We are even more sure of this fact because as they stood in the land in the wilderness of Moab, as we stood in the wilderness of Moab, the place where the Israelites were at that time, there was nothing that you can grow in that land.
你要预备食物去哪里去预备？
We were supposed to prepare the supplies. Where are you going to get your supplies? And it's not just supplies for one or two individuals.
那是要预备200多万人的食物。
But it is to prepare for 2 million some odd individuals.
就是怎么你说怎么去预备？
Brothers and sisters, how can they prepare?
你说要等玛拿，玛拿没有从来没有经历过供应三天的。
You say, well, you just wait for the manna to come, but never in their experience have they gathered enough for 3 days worth of manna.
你说要当地去寻找，根本就没有条件。
If you ask them to go and to see what's available in the land, in the native land, there is nothing there. How can they prepare?
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, this is the test.
考验什么呢？
What is the testing upon?
神的话可靠不可靠？
It's the test to see whether or not God's word is trustworthy. God has given them this test.
他们就会破天荒的能捡到三天的粮食。
God will grant them the supply and it will be sufficient for 3 days.
那弟兄，我们千万记住，他们那时还是吃玛拿，吃玛拿就有吃玛拿的法则。
For the people at that time, they ate manna, and of course there is eating manna has its own drawbacks.
The principle of eating manna.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is the principles of eating manna for them to learn.
所以必须按照那个法则来去捡玛拿吃玛拿。
So they must understand the principle of eating manna, and as they eat manna each and every day.
那为了叫弟兄姊妹们更有确实的把握，知道他们那时还是吃玛拿。
If brothers and sisters want to be certain that what they ate was manna,
请先翻到第五章去。
Let us first turn forward to chapter 5.
我们留意十一节十二节。
Take notice of verses 11 and 12.
那逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷。他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛拿就止住了。
Verses 11 and 12.
第二次看得很清楚。
Very clearly, brothers and sisters.
一直等到他们到了耶利哥。
It was not until they came to Jericho.
一直等到他们过了河。
Correction. It was not until they crossed the Jordan River.
他们吃了当地的土产。
That they were able to eat of the produce of the native land in Canaan.
玛拿才停止。
It's only then that manna stopped.Coming.
那所以我们就晓得，在过河以前，他们要预备食物，就是预备玛拿。
So we can be assured that in the days before that, when they were preparing for the supplies that we're talking about was manna.
那我再说一遍。
Then once more I say,
神虽然没有记录那三天如何供应他们。
Even though God did not specifically reveal to them how they were supposed to receive the supplies.
但是在他们这次接受供应上面没有难处，所以没有记录。
Yet they did not have difficulty in preparing the supplies for the 3 days.
他们接受神的吩咐。
And because they didn't have a hardship, therefore God did not record it.
Yeah, 他们接受神的吩咐。
They accepted God's command.
他们就经历了神的供应。
And they then experienced God's supply.
这可以说是一个试验，也可以说是小试牛刀。
You can say that it is a testing, but you can also say that this is just a
small experience.
It's just a minor experience.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那就是神。让以色列人去经历他话语的实在。
This is God allowing for the Israelites to experience the trustworthiness of God's words.
不是根据他们的知识。
Not in accordance to their own thoughts.
也不是根据他们的经历。
Not according to their past experience.
乃是单单的根据神说的话。
But totally in accordance to the words that God has spoken to them.
那然后，哎，好了，我想不往前再多看了。
Well, perhaps we will not go any further.
因为我们往前多看的时候。
If we continue onward,
我们看见人如何的跟随神。
We'll see how man follows God.
神也就如何显明他的话语的真实。
In the manner that man follows God, God will reveal to man how his supplies will be granted to them through his words.
那上礼拜我们再看这一个。
We'll continue on with that next week.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly must give thanks to our Lord.
他不仅是试验人，他也让人去试验他。
Not only does he test man, but he also allow man to test him.
那这实在是太美的事。
This is truly too beautiful.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们盼望，我们在读约书亚记开头这一段话的时候，能读到历史里面的那个精华。The highlights of it.
As we are able to study this first portion of the first chapter of Joshua,
同时我们也读出了。在新约里面跟随主的道路。
May we be able to not just see the highlights that are contained here, but also to be able to see the principles that are applicable to us in the New Testament time.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我想我今天晚上和弟兄姊妹交通就停在这里。
I think I will stop my sharing with brothers and sisters here this evening.
我们请。